Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And Joe, go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Just real quick, yeah. This Professor Peter Singer, ethicist, he said that a woman should have the right to abort a child even at least 60 days after birth, maybe even up to a year, to decide if she wants to keep the child or not, to keep the thing or not.
He changed that later to 2 years old.
Well, they changed it, but at first, yeah, when it first came out, I remember it, they started out, then he kept adding to it. But this is a person that's supposed to be designing ethics for life here in America. So if you can wait and kill a baby 60 days, 12 months, 24 months after it's born, how can you sit there and really complain about cutting the head off a baby in a crib? Not much difference. Baby dies quickly, horribly, either way. But the difference was when they were cheering and, you know, laughing, and when they were beheading these children. And then many of the, they burned several alive sitting around. So anybody that backs these people, it's beyond savage. To me, I can't even think of a word to describe it more than abomination.
Well, I'll tell you who backs them. They're called Democrats. They're called Democrats. They are backing Hamas and Hezbollah. Yeah. They had one not far from here. They had a big rally backing Hamas, supporting Hamas. You've got the squat, those illegitimate, nasty, unclean women in Congress. Those very, very unclean, nasty women in Congress that are supporting Hamas.
Well, remember on Sunday, well, it was in New York City, there was a big demonstration. And there were people dressed like the Hamas running around there. And I noticed, where was our FBI? Was anybody paying attention here? There were hundreds of those people in New York City wearing Hamas garb protesting. And my first thought was, where's the FBI? Oh, they're busy investigating parents that want to keep their children from being mutilated by the public school system. They're busy going after Catholics, and they're busy going after pro-lifers and constitutionalists. They don't have time to go after people wearing Hamas garb.
Here they are, Joe, here. I'll show you where they are. We unearthed the bombshell of revelations. This is from Gateway Pundit, an article by Bob Unruh. Why in the world does it have 26,000 pages of documents related to the Word of God, okay? And so here they're dealing with what is the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, during Obama's regime, infamously targeted Christian and conservative groups, denying them tax-exempt status so that they, to withhold their comments about what was happening to the nation during the election here. I explained to a woman today who came into the church that we are an actual church. She says, well, what do you mean? I says, I mean, we're not a 501c3 corporation. Do you understand the difference between a corporation and a church? She said, no. And I said,
no, not at all.
Right. So I explained to her that when you agree in a contract with the IRS, with the state, that you're a corporation, corpus means non-living creation of the state, when you agree to that in contract, and that's what you are, you're a non-living creation of the state. The church, Joe, is the living body of Christ. I explained this to her. She said, well, I knew the church was the living body of Christ. And I said, can you be a non-living creation of the state and the living body of Christ at the same time? And she said, no, I don't think so. Well, she would be right on that. So the
You're
eternal
catching on.
Yeah. And a recent Newsweek investigation revealed that the FBI, that's the fascist bureau, has a new classification for those who suspect of harboring domestic terrorist components. All MAGA supporters.
Supporters who were the domestic terrorists, yeah.
Right. And all Christians, all
Can
MAGA supporters.
Guilty of harboring ourselves?
Yeah. Now a new report now from the Center of Law and Justice reveals that the IRS is at it again as litigations involving the federal services has wielded 345,000 pages of documents related to targeting Christians. This is put out by the this is of the FBI. In fact, the litigation shows that more than 56,000 pages of IRS documents relating to the Bible, 115,000 relating to Christian, to being a Christian, 26,000 related to the Word of God, and 50,000 relating to prayer. The ACLJ reported, just as Newsweek broke the story, that the FBI is targeting MAGA Christians of Donald Trump as the 2024 presidential election nears, and we unearth bombshell revelations in our FOIA, its Freedom of Information Act, lawsuit against the Biden IRS and also targeting Christians. The report explained that Joe Biden and the FBI Chief Christopher Wray both have a history of targeting conservatives and Christians, which the ACLJ recently proved with another FOIA lawsuit against the deep state FBI. It called the Newsweek reporting that confirmed the federal government's beliefs that the threat of violence and major civil disturbances around the 2024 U.S. presidential election is so great that it's quietly created a new category of extremists that it seeks to track and counter Donald Trump's army of MAGA followers. Well, folks, again, you know, just like this issue one, we're not worried about not having enough votes. We're worried about what Democrats do. Democrats kill babies. They promote sodomy. They promote bestiality. They rig elections. And they steal signs. You know, that this is what they do.
Well,
today, they're corrupt. They're totally corrupt.
Yeah, that festival over there where Hamas attacked that music festival, there were 260 young people there. Survivors reported that many of the women there were raped before they were murdered, and yet you have your Black Lives Matter out of Chicago. They've got a graphic of a paraglider with the Palestinian flag coming down. I stand with Palestine. So if you're a woman out there, Black Lives Matter thinks it's just fine for a terrorist to come into the middle of a gathering, peaceful music gathering, raping the women there, and then when they're done raping them, killing them. That's
well,
what
AOC,
Black Lives Matter said. We stand with Palestine.
AOC and the Squat, they're all for Palestinians raping women as long as they're Christian or conservative women and not them.
Same
all
thing,
right.
BLM Matter, Los Angeles, same thing. If you're a woman, I'd stay away from anybody that's wearing a Black Lives Matter T-shirt.
All righty, Joe, we're going to take another clip here and take a look at what happens if people in America don't awaken. Like Donald Trump says, you don't have time for him to get back in office.
Yeah.
And we have to make sure, too, that in all of the states we know in all the blue states, that's what Democrats do. They rig elections. They can't have a fair election. It's totally against what they stand for. But in the red states, everybody's got to be, they got to make sure, they got to go over that we have fair elections, and we're working on that here in Ohio. But go ahead, Style, and bring it on.
Had counseled President Biden to keep 2,500 troops in and around Kabul. Instead, Mr. Biden ordered a complete withdrawal to end America's longest war after 20 years. The disaster that followed will be part of both of their legacies.
I go through the entire withdrawal from Afghanistan, chapter and verse, all the time. And that was a strategic failure for the United States. The enemy occupied the capital city of the country that you were supporting. So to me, that hurts. It hurts a big way. But no matter what pain I feel or anyone else feels, nothing comes even close to the pain of those that were killed.
To those who served in Afghanistan for two decades and lost family members and friends and wonder, was it worth it?
Well, that's always the question, right? So 2,461 killed in action by the enemy in Afghanistan over 20 years. Was it worth it? Look, I can't answer that for other people. This is a tough business that we're in, this military business. It's unforgiving. The crucible of combat's unforgiving. People die. They lose their arms. They lose their legs. It's an incredibly difficult life. But is it worth it? Look around you. Ask yourself the question. For me, I've answered it many times over, and that's why I stay in uniform, and that's why I maintain my oath.
That's not some grundoon. That's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff asking a direct question that every parent would like to know. I can tell you, when Mo deployed, you want to feel helplessness? You think she's some big shot? You want to feel totally helpless? That it's all just in God's hands? Have your kids deploy over there. Have your kids deploy with? They call the Hamas people savages and animals. That's correct. And I want everybody to watch the footage. You can't comprehend what's going on here if you don't watch the footage. You have to watch the footage. Jack Posobiec's got it up. We've put some up. You can't show most of it on streaming because it's too brutal. But watch the footage. But Hamas and the people we fought in Fallujah, they were animals long before Saturday morning. Right? They were long before Saturday morning. The Egyptians told you this was coming. The logistics, the planning, the training, the coordination, the financing of a military operation on air, sea, and land over a vast part of Israel, though it's not a huge country, all the way from around Tel Aviv all the way to the Egyptian border, was clearly coordinated at the highest levels with the Persians, no doubt. There's also no doubt that nobody didn't know this. Just zero. Zero. Same thing I told you about Ukraine on the very first day of the war. Stand by, you got to get the American people, and what Lindsey Graham and Nikki Haley, we have Ron DeSantis, but they're all running, and McCarthy comes out of the list of five things that have to happen immediately. He wants to be speaker and have to happen immediately. Securing the southern border was four on the list of five. We have a national security emergency in the United States of America right now, and I'm going to be like a fire bell in the night. You see those young girls raped and murdered in the ravers, shot in the head at cold blood, and then going into the houses, burning out the houses, taking the little kids, taking the grandmothers, shooting the couple that had to put the twins into the safe space, and then they got murdered and tortured. All that's coming to the United States of America. It's all coming. It's all here. Why? We've let in millions. Think about that for a second. We've let in millions. Our government has paid for this. Millions. Axios today has some big story. Oh, there's 50,000 illegal or migrants. There's 50,000 migrants that have been shipped up from Abbott. Screw you, dude. The federal government has put these people all over the nation. This is not about Abbott. This is not about Ron DeSantis. This is about an active program of people that hate this country that have thought through and exacerbated an invasion of this country. Michael Yon's down there in Darien Gap right now. He says, what, the buses, normally there's, I don't know, 30, 40 buses, there's 250. They're coming from all over the world. Why shouldn't they? Now's their chance to get in there. And you got the inspector general says they don't have the common decency to even make these people fill out the forms. They say, yeah, McDonald's, where are you going to be? At McDonald's in Evanston, Illinois. Fine, check, move in. No DNA test, nothing. No tracking. So don't sit here and rush around. I got the Israel situation has to be thought through, because what Lindsey Graham's talking about and Nikki Haley's talking about, Ron DeSantis talking about, these people are talking about, this is a 10 or 20 year. This is not some small in and out. This is, oh, we're just going to take out an oil refinery. It's going to be fine. Get Jeremy Bash up. I want to play the chief of staff, the former chief of staff of the Central Intelligence Agency. And look, I don't agree with Bash on the geopolitics of anything. But he's a smart guy. More importantly, he speaks the conventional wisdom of what they're talking about before he goes on the shows. He laid out on Saturday afternoon what would be a 10 or 20 year war. A 10 or 20 year war that we're not guaranteed to win. Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan. What have we not learned? Here's what we haven't learned: how to let you have power. How to let you have power. I am going to go to the border in a second. In fact, let me go to Burke. I'm going to continue this rant because the Murdochs are in here. The Wall Street Journal, today in the editorial section mentions this audience specifically. And it's, let me just give you a heads up. It's not in a complimentary way. It's not complimentary. They don't quite like your attitude about things. You need to change your attitude. Just like the ADL guy who does nothing but call you domestic terrorist. ADL all the time. Domestic terrorist. You, this audience. Not saying that today. His posse over at MSNBC, not really having his back. Harvard, not having his back. Was it Tlaib's got a Palestinian flag right there in her office over at the Capitol, not having his back. Not a good day for him. All of a sudden, maybe MAGA's going for that crowd, maybe from, I don't know, maybe domestic terrorists, to the only people that have your frickin' back and send our sons and daughters in harm's way to pull it out of the fire. Tell me about Ashley Babbitt. Tell me about senior airman Ashley Babbitt in Iraq and Afghanistan. Is the embassy in Iraq or Afghanistan, are they at her grave today to put flowers? Are all the people in Iraq making all the oil companies, do they remember senior airman Ashley Babbitt, Iraq and Afghan vet? Do they remember her? Did anybody pay her common courtesy, gunned down in cold blood in the nation's capital? And she's smeared and mocked and ridiculed? Think about Ashley Babbitt. Think about Section 60 over at let them have a vote. Hey, Millie, if you don't know if it's worth it or not, you go on national TV, 60 Minutes, the biggest news magazine in American history. You go on there and you're not prepared. You don't even have the decency to have thought that question through. What do you think the parents are supposed to feel? If you've got an Afghan or Iraq vet in a VA hospital with a couple of limbs missing, or we've had to have one of these concerts and MAGA's had to put in more money to buy houses so they can live decent lives. Don't, Millie, wouldn't you have the common decency to think through that answer before you just flippantly? You're the same guy, you're so worried about white rage and white this and white that and white supremacy. I had to read up on it in Congress. Hey, why don't you read up on the history of these conflicts and the patriots who gave the last full measure? I tell you what we're going to do here, Republicans. We're going to have Section 60 is going to have a vote. They're going to have a vote. What would the honored dead tell us? You know what they would tell us? Think this thing through. Make sure you really understand what you're sending me to do. You heard McCarthy talk about that? You heard anybody say that? Don't we own that? Because if you don't now, and you do what these people up there, this is Bolton. Remember, Bolton's going to send the missiles, cruise missiles into Iran until Trump called it off at the very last second about proportionality. I was the only voice that had President Trump's back on the cruise missiles into Syria. I said, do we really understand what's going on here? Are we just going to play this game that they always want to play? To just, play the same game they want to play? Because all they want to do is get up there in Syria. They want to get next to the Russians and they want to start a shooting war. That's what they want to do. This is before Ukraine. They want to start a shooting war with the Russians. This is what they want to do. And we now know the intelligence was very soft, and they sat there and they'll look you in the eye and they will lie. They will look you in the eye and they will lie. So that's why before we start making long-term commitments about whether we're going to bomb Iran, yes, the mullahs are bad operators, and they've been bad operators for a long time. And the Chinese Communist Party is their financiers, that who has the long-term output deals at good prices. The CCP in Beijing underwrite them. Just like the CCP has a chemical warfare attack on the United States of America in fentanyl. It's the reverse opium war. What the British did to them with opium, they're doing to us, and they're laughing at us. And their partners, the Mexican cartels, are making more money than ever because our border's totally open. And you got Eric Adams, who's looking for a $15 billion bailout for New York City. He's down in Mexico. Don't even go down there. Oh, he called it a sanctuary city. He said just a couple months ago, we still want open borders. We just want money of taxpayers to pay underwrite this. It must stop. This madness must stop. You're the only ones. This audience, MAGA, the deplorables, the hobbits, you're the only ones that can stop this. If we let these people continue to be in charge, we're going to be in another 20-year, 30-year ground war in the Middle East, unending forever war. Your sons and daughters are going to pay the butcher bill. Remember that.
This is why, folks, this is one of the reasons that we're telling you it's very, very important that you take part with Tactical Civics, that you become a part of, because it takes a little while to build it up, to get enough people signed up. But once you've done that, you can start your militia in your county, and that means that our people, the American citizens, the patriots, the Christians, we have the authority. We're supposed to have, because we're supposed to have government of the people, by the people, and for the people, not for the corrupt governments that we have. And so this is why it's very, very important that you become a part of that. You can go up to and tacticalcivics.com. When you do that and you sign up, tell them that you heard about it here on this radio program, because we've already had over 20-something people have already signed up over this radio program. And it's, you know, I'd like to hear about that. It's very important that we get that done. You know, Joe, here, when he was talking about Sunday in New York, they call themselves Democratic Socialists. We call them Communist. Right. The party of Ihan Omar, Cori Bush, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, that's AOC, Jamal Brown, these are unclean people. According to God's Word, the Bible, everything they stand for is a sin. God's Word, the Bible, calls it an abomination. It's evil. It's evil. These people all should be charged for treason. They all should be charged for treason, okay? But we don't have a Justice Department, and those that are running what used to be the Justice Department should be tried for treason themselves. And here, now that was, you just heard General Mark Milley. Remember, he's the guy that betrayed Trump. He's the guy, as the general, instead of listening to his commander when he had a real commander in chief. No, Mr. Mark Milley was more concerned about promoting drag queens and having a transgender military, and more concerned about making sure that we didn't have any of these white supremacists there. Just unbelievable. He bowed down, he kissed the boots of a weak and a wicked leader, and he betrayed America. He betrayed himself like so many others that went along. There's just a total lack of integrity there, Joe. And so,
well, Millie, even I look back years on the radio, America really has fallen because of its greed, the corruption in the politicians selling themselves, becoming, you know, whores, selling themselves to the highest bidder for money. That's been the destruction of America, is that greed. The love of money is the root of all evil. And we've sold ourselves into this position we're in today. And when you said we call the Democrat Party communists, the reason being, We've got all these people, the DSA, Democratic Socialists of America, all of the squad, most of the liberal left that you can think of a name are part of the DSA or part of the Progressive Caucus. And we know that the communism is socialism in a hurry. And that was what Lenin said, and he, I don't know, was one of the great communists. Communism is socialism in a hurry. It's just a faster way to get to the same point. So they can call themselves socialists, but their goal is communism. And it's been that way now for over 100 years, hasn't it?
Well, there's a guy named Nikita Khrushchev. And he said that we will destroy you from within. We're going to do it through your youth, through your public education system. And, you know, so it was okay because it was planned, right? And that's exactly what they did.
So, ignore that.
And he said that we will give you dose after dose after dose of socialism till you awaken to find out that you are now communist.
Communist state, exactly.
Well, one of the other definitions is between socialism and communism. Communism is socialism with a police state.
Well, we're getting pretty close to a police state through our FBI and federal government. You know, I was thinking earlier, I was trying to remember a quote. It was Golda Meir, the first prime minister of Israel, I believe, or somewhere. First woman, yeah. She said this problem with the Palestinians, quote, "This will not stop," while I'm paraphrasing it, "this will not stop till they love their children more than they hate the Jews." So the terrorism will not stop until the Palestinian people, the Arabs, love their children more than they hate the Jews. And apparently that hatred is, they train their children from, you know, 2-3 years old to hate Israel, to hate Jews, to want to kill Jews, to be willing to sacrifice their life to kill the Jews. So until they love their children more than their hate, and that's why what Jesus said, everything that God has is about love, not about hate. That's why it's part of the Antichrist system.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we are to love the things that God loves and hate the things that God hates.
God hates. Amen.
We don't hate the communists. We know where they're going to end up, okay?
Right.
But the Bible says that light can have no fellowship with darkness, none at all.
None.
And so and this is why, and we are to warn the people. We're to be the watchmen. This is why we're warning them, because when you have them living amongst you, When the shooting starts, they will betray you. They are the enemy. They're not going to be on your side. When the roving gangs of drug cartels and that, when the Antifa and that, because remember, they said that they are going to go out into the suburb and start shooting white children, okay, instead of just shooting black children in Chicago, they're going to start going out in the suburbs and start shooting white people. Well, when that happens in your suburbs, even though those people that had a Joe Biden sign in the yard live out in the suburbs, or those people that have a vote yes on issue one, and I'm not kidding you folks, I know we've been around for a long time, we know the mindset, they're not going to be on your side. They will turn on you. They will go with the drug gangs or whoever, okay? But you won't be able to trust them. This is why our job is to warn people, warn them now, okay? And so, like I said, these people have been out very busy. Out in our county, we put 1,000 signs of vote no signs up, and they've been out there very busy stealing
the signs. Yeah, they can't win a fair fight. They have to always, lie, steal, and cheat.
If we catch them, we will prosecute to the fullest. You know, John, that is the offense that goes along with doing that. If you steal it on people's property, it can be 6 months in jail. 6 months. And we will try to enforce that. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Do 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 Israel, rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Thou art my chosen, for I have called thee. Thou art graven on my hand, and I will gather all those who gather. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Out from the furnace, out of affliction, I have chosen thee, behold, and for your iron I'll give you silver, and for your brass I'll give you gold. Awake, America,
awake, America.
Rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free.
Hosanna.
From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, way.
All right, we're back. And you know what? It's an interesting thing, Joe, how people can have changes of hearts so easily on things. For example, Joe, a shocker, Anthony Blinken, who agreed to give, remember, he was promoting to give $6 billion to Iran. Well, guess what Anthony's doing now? This little weasel is walking it back. Now Anthony says, well, Iran has unfortunately always used and focused its funds on supporting terrorism. And so, unbelievable. With a straight face, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken admitted to funding terrorists during an interview with the NBC. So all that time, Joe, that Iran was planning on with Hezbollah, this evasion, of course it needed some money. Joe Biden and Blinken were planning on giving Iran $6 billion to help finance the, you know, the terrorist attack. And so,
well, he did something even stranger. There was a tweet he put out that Israel should stop their retaliation, and we'd get together and come with have to bring a ceasefire. And all of a sudden, that tweet got taken down real quick when the public outcry, over the war made it evident the people were siding with Israel and were against the Hamas attacks. But it was interesting how something like that can go up, and all of a sudden it disappears off the Internet, and then he comes out with a whole different line like it never happened. He never thought about this happening. And it's amazing the Biden administration can change clothes quicker than a stripper can take them off.
Yeah, well, here's another example where you had someone who was leaning towards that gun control, you know, like they have those in Israel like they do here, where they want to disarm the people. Israeli Minister of National Security axes gun control measures now, implements plan to distribute firearms to public for security nations. How in the world did the leftists in Israel ever push their gun control when every neighboring nation has pushed it for its annihilation? Following Saturday's historic Hamas. By the way, do you know that was 50 years ago? That's the 50th anniversary of Yom Kippur War, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, 50 years ago.
Yeah, they use these dates, don't they? That was their...
That's why I couldn't believe that the Mossad was caught off guard, that they didn't see this coming, because they use anniversary dates are always a big thing to the... enemy to the terrorists, and that should have been a warning too to our intelligence that this is the kind of time that they should be on the lookout for something to happen. They should be paying more attention, not less. And that was quite a big surprise. I can remember way back many, many years ago where some of the schools had been attacked, and grandparents took up arms. Grandfathers went and staked out the schools during the day and provided the security for the Israeli schools and the Knessets in the villages, and that was the security. Their grandchildren were there, and they were ready to die before they let anything happen to their grandkids.
Well, that's what they're doing now. Ben Gibber implemented the first phase of national plan to distribute firearms to all the public. He yep. goes on to say, yeah.
Going several... back to what worked the first time, right?
Yeah, going back to what worked. Oh, Pastor Hal has joined us. So, Pastor Hal, are you there?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment about this Israeli thing. I believe, you know, that the Bible says when the Antichrist comes, he's going to come, like in Revelation 6, he'll have a bow but no arrows, and he'll come with subtlety and speak peace and fool many. And I think... with this war in the Middle East, with Israel and everything, I think after more bloodletting and a horrible war and everything, it might just be another month or 2 months. But I believe that the UN is going to step in, because even Egypt is calling for the UN to step in, even right now. But, you know, they're just showing what they got planned. The Antichrist will come out of the UN once the UN stabilizes the war going on between Israel and everybody else right now. Oh, the UN will stabilize it, and out of the UN will come the Antichrist. And I believe that the rapture, of course, is going to happen before the Antichrist shows up, because we're supposed to be looking for Jesus Christ, not the Antichrist. That's the body of the church there. So I believe the rapture is so close, it's not funny. I believe it could happen within a month or so, just right before the UN comes in and the Antichrist shows up. I believe the rapture is going to take place. And so... if we as Christians haven't done anything to serve the Lord or bear fruit so far, we ain't got much time to do it.
So are you prepared now for the rapture?
Oh, yeah, I've been prepared. my bags are packed and ready to go, as they say. I want to get out of this cesspool. But
okay.
I'm trying to labor every day for the Lord, you know, lead souls to Christ and witness and, you know, work for his glory.
So you're one of those...
I have my one-way ticket in hand, and it doesn't have a date on it. It's an open-ended ticket, but it is useful anytime the Lord calls.
Amen.
So are you guys going to be... are you going to regret leaving anything behind?
Not me.
I have some people, I won't know when I get there, but I have some regrets. There's some people that I haven't been able to bring to the Lord, that the Holy Spirit hasn't been able to touch their hearts yet. And I guess that while I'm alive, I'm still working on it.
All right, very good. Yeah, because I don't think you're going to be able to take much with you, huh?
No, no, can't even take my fishing rod with me.
Yeah, and there won't even be any sense in trying to dress for the occasion, huh?
I think the new outfit is supposed to be provided, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
We get a whole new body, a whole new identity there in that way, and I imagine we'll be clothed. It says we don't know what our Lord will be like, but we will be like him. So, you know, whatever he's wearing will probably be in vogue in heaven, right?
So I'm prepared to leave all my titanium Bible, our body parts, behind here. You know?
Yeah, I've got a few of those. We could both just leave them in one big pile.
This is going to be... That is going to be quite a sight, you know, when that happens, okay? Because there's going to be all kinds of things, false teeth and all
kinds of... I just hope they don't fall out of the sky as we are being taken up, you know, drop all the steel and everything.
Yeah, so...
Even the blood in our bodies is going to stay here, so when the rapture happens, it'll probably be a pretty bloody place that we're going to leave our blood behind.
Yeah, that could be the case. Well, since we won't be here to find out, though. But anyhow, got to tell you this. Code Pink endorses Hamas attacks on Israel. The anti-war group announces pro-Hamas rallies all through the U.S. Now, it's an interesting thing because I'm looking
Code
at a
Pink,
picture.
Yep.
I'm looking at a picture with Code Pink, and she's standing with Barack Hussein Obama. And... Now, when a very hot summer day, when we had 100 of us pastors, 100 of us once a few years back, and I think you might be Dr. Thomas was with us.
Dr. Greg Thompson.
Yeah. And, of course, a lot of the pastors that have gone home to be the Lord were with us. We went there, and that's when Hillary was going to have me arrested if I came into her office just for trespassing, just for coming into her office. But
I thought it was supposed to be, you know, people could come in and at least give their opinion or ask questions, but no, go through the door and you're arrested.
Remember that she's Hillary, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's not just a, you know, typical bureaucrat. She's Hillary.
But it was a very hot day there in D.C., and these cold pink women were wearing those long pink dresses. They wore long pink dresses and these great big pink hats. And there was a reporter that came in to interview me to find out why we were there. And when the pink, cold pink women saw that, they came over there. Now, even this female reporter had to back off, because those women had some bad body odor. I mean, and I can understand, you know, wearing that those long dresses and all that. But I got to tell you, I don't think those girls had bathed in quite a while.
No, that wasn't just a long dress. Trust me, I've been around country girls that had long dresses, and they smelled very good. Not like that at all. And they also didn't defecate on doors or doorways and all kinds of stuff we saw there.
Oh, yeah, like Pink Code did, huh? Yeah, they're...
Yeah, it was... Yeah. I've never seen anything so nasty.
Yeah, they're not... Well, we couldn't exactly call them ladies, could we?
No, they were whores.
And they were some pretty nasty women, I tell you. Anyhow, so they're out there, too. Seems like the entire Democratic Communist Party is supporting now Hamas and Hezbollah.
Well, we know who, you know, it's going to be easy to tell who's on the right side. And, hey, I just want to, before the maybe hell's still on, you know, most of this would have never happened right now if it hadn't been for the Biden administration supporting Iran, you know, leaving Afghanistan, leaving them all the weapons, because there are several stories about a lot of those weapons. The Taliban's been trying to help Hamas destroy Israel. And they've tried to funnel a lot of the money and equipment that was left in Afghanistan. And also, you know, when Biden spoke today, there was no condemnation. We know that Iran has been smuggling the arms, the bombs, sending money, supporting And we've been helping by what? Letting Iran selling its oil to China, cutting back on our oil. Iran's been able to gain a huge amount of money by selling oil to China, so they've had the money to help finance their evil doings with Hamas and Hezbollah and the other groups they support. So if you look back, Biden administration has done more to support and make this all possible than any other, you know, thing I can put the blame on. The large lion's share, this wouldn't have happened if...
wouldn't have happened had they not stole the election. Had they not rigged the election and stole the election, Trump would still be at the White House and none of this would have happened. We would, first of all, we would be energy independent. We'd be paying $1.50 instead of $3.50 a gallon of gasoline. The food prices would be one half of what they are today. We wouldn't have the being a laughingstock of the world because of what we are today with Obama Biden.
Well, even when Biden gave his speech today, he started telling a story, made up a story, and he got fact-checked immediately. It was a lie, never happened. I mean, here he's talking about one of the most serious speeches that he could give during his tenure. And he ends up having to tell a lie and make up a story. The world has to be just mocking us, laughing that we put this man out there and he's leading America and he can't even tell the truth, can't keep his story straight. It's so far past a bad joke. I can't even think of the words for it.
All right, Hal, are you ready to give an invitation?
Well, if you'd like me to, yeah, I could, yeah.
Well, go ahead, get her done.
Okay, I just want to say that, you know, we're in the last days, and what's happening over in Israel proves it. And so if you never got right with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you don't know if you died tonight, you'd go to heaven or hell, you better make sure real quick, because the rapture could happen tonight. When God says, come up hither, we're out of here, and there's no second chances to get saved and get right with God after that happens. And so Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. That means you don't come to God by Muhammad or the 100-and-some Hindu gods or the Buddhist gods, the idols and every statues they worship. You go there through the Lord Jesus Christ, because in Ephesians 1:7, he says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, who in Christ was of all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And it was the very blood of God, the perfect sinless blood of God, that was shed on that cross at Calvary to wash away our sins, no matter how bad they are. And when Jesus died on that cross, he said, it is finished. That means all the work necessary for you and I to go to heaven has been done. And when God transferred your sins and my sins onto his Son. So when you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you, he comes into your heart. And he brings with him the blood he shed on that cross for you and washes away every sin you've ever done. You could be the worst sinner that ever lived, or you could be the least sinner that ever lived. But one sin will keep you out of heaven, and we sin every day of our lives in thought, word, or deed. Your good works can't save you, because even if you stop sinning right now, just the sins you've already done would keep you out of heaven. You need that blood of Christ to be applied to your life. That's why the Jews need that Passover. That blood that Jesus paid, he's called the Lamb of God. That blood that the Lord Jesus Christ shed on that cross was for every Jew that made up the nation of Israel, as well as every Gentile that ever lived. The Jews are God's chosen people, but they still, as individuals, need to come under that Passover and have their sins washed away. And if they don't, they're in big trouble, just like anybody else. So I pray for the Jewish people. I pray that they repent and get saved. They've been lied to by their rabbis for many years. Their own rabbis turning them away from Jesus Christ as the Messiah, even though their Old Testament points to Jesus over and over again. But God hears me talking to you right now, and God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. And God would know if you by faith reached out and received Jesus Christ as your Savior. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And Romans 10:13 said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means your soul saved from hell. To call on the Lord means to pray. You ask him to come into your heart as your Lord and Savior. So if you want Jesus as your Savior, God hears me talking to you right now. He knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. Right now, he's knocking at the door of your heart, Revelation 3:20, but he's leaving it up to you to open up that door and receive the payment he paid for you on the cross, because it's a free gift, Ephesians 2:8 and 9. So what do you say we say a simple prayer together? I'd be glad to lead you a few words at a time, but even though we pray together, it'd be directly between you and God, because only you can open up the door of your heart and let Jesus come in. So let's pray. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I confess unto you that I've sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed, and I need to flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy. I need to come to Calvary and have all my sins washed away by your shed blood on that cross and be made a new creature in Christ. Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul from hell, believing you died on that cross for me, and you've given me eternal life even right now, the moment I've received you as my Savior. Now, folks, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. Believe on meant that you personally receive, not just believe about. Even the devil believes about Jesus dying on the cross and shedding his blood to save your soul, but the devil don't want you to believe on him. The devil don't want you to receive that payment. As long as you know about it but don't receive it, you'll still die and go to hell. But God wants you to receive him right now, and you did. So, and then he says that you may know you have eternal life. To know means 100% certain. How do you know? Because God said so. So I know if I died right now, I'd be in heaven with Jesus before my body even hit the floor. And now you can know that too, not because I said it, but because God says it in 1 John 5:13 and other places in the Bible. So praise the Lord. If you just asked Jesus in your heart tonight and meant it, you made the most important decision you could ever make in your life. Go ahead, Pastor.
All righty. So how do you know all that? How do you know all that's true?
Spending time within the Word of God, and I know God cannot lie. His words are true, so I know it's true because but the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. So that's how I know it's true. I've proved it over and over again in my heart and life.
All right, very good. So the Bible's got a pretty good record. I mean, as far as over 1,800 prophecies fulfilled mathematically, it was today with all of our technology, we couldn't even begin to do exactly if we wanted to duplicate. Even with all of our technology, there's no way we can do it because the Bible's a supernatural book, isn't it?
It sure is.
All right, well, we are out of time for tonight. So thanks for being here, Joe. And, Joe, you got 15 seconds.
I hope everybody prayed with Pastor Hell that those that would make that decision tonight would not put it off. There may not be a tomorrow for a lot of people.
And we need to pray for the peace of Israel, don't we?
Oh, for all the people there. The suffering is tremendous. I guess we should have done that, but maybe I'll have to do that tomorrow night.
All righty. Well, we should. And you don't have to do it. All the people out there tonight can be praying for that tonight.
Can do it themselves, right. Yeah.
So we are out of time. So at this time, we always do the very same thing, don't we? We say good night.
Good night.
We say God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
And then we say always, always keep fighting the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.